This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Your wedding questions answered. That's coming up next on an all-new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. Hey there, it's Cara, and the goal of our time here together on the Wedding Planning Podcast is pretty simple. I want you to have all the resources and the confidence to plan the wedding you want, minus the crushing stress, expense, and overwhelm felt by so many engaged couples. If you're newly engaged and wondering where to even begin with your wedding plans, then you'll definitely want to grab a free Wedding Planning Podcast Engagement Starter Kit. I've packaged up a 4-part bonus audio series that reveals 3 essential keys to a stress-free and fun wedding planning experience. Better yet, you'll have instant access to 8 additional bonus planning resources, each carefully designed to make your engagement season full of joy and free from overwhelm. All you need to do for instant access is head to weddingplanningpodcast.co and look for the pink sign-up button near the top of the page. This is a completely free gift from me to you, and I hope you love it. That website, one more time, is weddingplanningpodcast.co. Enjoy the show. Why, hello there, and thank you, as always, for carving out a few moments of your day to spend some time with me talking about all things wedding. Thank you so much to everyone who reached out for questions, with their questions for this week's show. And I also want to say a quick welcome, thank you, and hello to all of you who have signed up for the free engagement starter kit that you heard me talking about at the opening of the episode. That came out on Valentine's Day, my gift to you, and I really hope you're enjoying it. If you have not taken advantage of that free gift, head to weddingplanningpodcast.co and get yourself in there. There's a sign up button right near the top of the page. Absolutely no payment necessary. This is a completely free gift, and I hope you love it. Second thing I wanted to mention today, as kind of a housekeeping admin item, is I wanted to throw it out there and ask if you hang out on Instagram. I am personally not huge into social media, either personally or professionally, but I can be, and I would be happy to hang out there and post some valuable stuff and interact with you there if it's something that you would find valuable. So I'm doing this as a little test. If you do enjoy spending time on Instagram, head over and follow me there. You're going to look for at Wedding Planning Podcast, all one word, super easy, and hit follow, and I'll check in and see if there's a bunch of interest, and maybe we can start to spend some time together there as well. Next up for today is a note about a couple who's having a micro wedding. And then to follow the micro wedding, they are planning on having a casual open house style reception at a park the following month. Now they're struggling with the language or terminology of what to call their reception, open house style casual reception. And the best way to make it clear that that is a casual party and not a traditional fancy reception. And the concern here is that people are going to show up in nice clothes and bring expensive gifts, and they're going to expect a fancy meal and cocktails and a dance floor and a ceremony. And then they will be let down or disappointed when they show up and it's more of a casual backyard style party. Okay, let's break this one down. It's a wonderful question, and it's also a wonderful way to celebrate your marriage and to host your closest friends and your family in a creative and outside the box way. And there were some good things that came out of the infamous 2020 or dreaded 2020, depending on how you look at it. One of the things that I love that whole pandemic year showed us is that weddings can go so far beyond the confines of tradition. And I think that since 2020, we have gotten this beautiful, magical gift that allows us to reimagine what a wedding looks like and to kind of reinvent the ways that we can celebrate such a special time. And I love that. So I, again, back to your question, this is a wonderful format, and this gives you so much flexibility, both in time, in guest list, in budget. So good for you. Great route. Great idea. Here are my quick guidelines for hosting a casual wedding reception. And this could be immediately following a ceremony. This could be a follow-up celebration altogether, as these listeners are doing the month after a micro wedding. The first thing that you're going to want to do, and the listener speaks to this concern, is to make it very clear to your guests what type of event it is. You're going to want to include notes on dress code, location, activities. So for example, if you're planning for lawn games and water sports and you're serving sandwiches, chips, and beer, that's amazing. That sounds like a great party that I would love to be invited to. But you have to make that clear with your invitation wording. So for example, the invitation for this casual reception could read, "Join us at Vans Beach for lawn games and paddleboarding to celebrate Monica and James. Dress code is beach casual / bathing suits optional. Lunch and drinks will be provided. We can't wait to celebrate with you." Obviously, you can get as creative as you want with the wording. It doesn't matter how you say it. There is no etiquette Bible for this. Design it so that as a guest, you would have a really crystal clear picture of exactly what type of event you're going to be showing up to. And then the second piece of advice here is to direct your wedding guests to a wedding website or a designated person who can answer their questions. Even if you're going a super casual route with your reception, I would still recommend creating a wedding website because it acts as a central communication hub for all of your guests, and it can save you a ton of back and forth with people over their questions and comments, etc. My favorite way to share all the information with everyone is to make a separate FAQ page on your website. And this is the spot where you can script all the questions your guests are going to have, and then you get to answer them in detail proactively. So sit down and imagine your confused aunt and uncle who get this invitation, and immediately they're asking questions. What should we wear? Where should we park? Is there going to be food? Should we even bring a gift, etc.? Literally brainstorm all the questions that you can think of and then list them out and type out detailed answers to each one, and you're going to house these on that FAQ page. A wedding website is also the perfect place to link to travel and accommodation info and also a gift registry if you're doing one. And I will share with you my favorite resource for free wedding websites is Minted, and you can get started on yours right now when you visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. I will put a link in the show notes as well that you can visit when you're bored at work and looking for something to do besides your job. And then one more follow-up question from the same listener, same topic, is should we explain to our guests why we're doing it this way? The instinct to want to explain yourself, I think, resides in all of us, or most of us, to some degree. And I think you could include a little background explanation, maybe somewhere in story form on your wedding website, about why you chose to go this route, but absolutely only if you want to share that information. Totally optional. You don't have an obligation to overexplain yourself and your decisions to anyone.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Okay, next set of questions, and they're kind of all interconnected. My fiance and I plan to have a courthouse wedding 1 year prior to the wedding ceremony and reception, and this is due to health insurance, military, and financial reasons, very common. We're debating telling our guests that we've already been married for a year at our ceremony and reception, but we don't want them to feel as though their efforts to be at the wedding and or assist with planning was a waste of time since we will technically already be married. What is your opinion? Best to keep it a secret? Best to be forthcoming? All right, believe it or not, this is more common of a scenario than I think people think it is. I personally know multiple people who are very close to me who, quote, secretly technically got married prior to or even after their, quote, wedding day. Similar to what I mentioned in the previous set of listener questions is, it is totally up to you if you want to share this information with your guests. I think it's a really personal decision, and I see it as personal information that nobody needs to know unless you really want to share. It is really, this sounds kind of harsh. I don't mean it harsh, but it's not really anyone's business if you're getting married on paper at the courthouse so that health insurance and finances can be combined. Nobody really needs to know that. The point of your wedding is to celebrate your love for each other and your commitment to one another. And to me, that has nothing to do with filing a piece of paper at the county clerk. Totally up to you. Now, with that said, I would suggest that you take an all or nothing approach. It's one thing to fill your best friends in on the news and ask them to keep it confidential between the two of you. I think that's fine. That's one thing. But if you're sharing more freely with multiple cousins and casual friends, but you're not telling everyone, I would be prepared for word to get out eventually and for people to potentially have hurt feelings or, you know, have hard feelings that they were not, quote, in the know, or that they feel like they were being lied to or you were hiding things from them. And with all that said, I will wrap it up by saying you know your family and friends best, and I think you could sit down and kind of do some introspection and a heart-to-heart with yourselves, and I think the answer will come to you based on your relationships of whether or not this is something that you need to freely share. And then next part to this question is reception activities for guests who don't like dancing. A lot of our guests are older and likely won't dance. Are there any fun activities for them? Okay. Another very common question. We're not all dancers, which is totally fine. I don't think that any elaborate entertainment is necessary for your older folks. Maybe having a quieter area so that they can gather there with their drinks and talk, just kind of away from the noise and the hustle and bustle of a dance floor, the noise of a DJ on the microphone. If you can have a quiet corner for those folks, I think that's always a win for anyone who wants to just be in a more peaceful setting and visit with each other. And 9 times out of 10, that's all people are looking to do. And then we're going to do a third question here about bridesmaids. There are 3 girls in my friend group. However, I'm only actually friends with 2 of them. This is an age-old situation. Again, comes up all the time. And I mean, it's one of those easier said than done things. I typically advocate for you to only include people in your wedding party who you see as being your friend decades down the road. But I also appreciate and understand that real life circumstances are not always black and white. So I can't give you a cut and dry, neat answer, but I can give you some questions to ask yourself, and I think they will guide you to the best decision. So ask yourself, would excluding the third friend put a dent in your overall relationship between the 4 of you? Would including her as a bridesmaid cause you any additional stress or regret? Is there a chance that including her could strengthen your connection and friendship with her going forward? So while I can't give you a yes or no answer to your question, I truly believe that sitting with those questions for a few days, a few weeks, and letting your intuition guide the answer is going to be the best way to go there. And then to round out our Q&A for today, I want to touch on a few listeners who are wondering if it's appropriate and or how to ask their guests to wear a certain type of clothing. And when I first, so one of the listeners came to me with a variation of this question about the mothers and asking the mothers, mother of the groom, mother of the bride, to wear a specific color. And they had searched online and they wound up in a wedding forum. Surprise, surprise. I'm sure we've all been there at some point. And they were like shocked over how mad people got about this topic. And so I couldn't help myself. I went and looked, and I also was completely surprised by how many like angry and completely rude responses this poor bride got for posting, how can I ask the mothers to wear a certain color? So for anyone wondering my take on the situation, if someone is asking you what they should wear, I don't see any world where it is inappropriate or rude of you to let them know what you would like them to wear. So for example, in very concrete terms, if your mom is coming to you and saying, Samantha, I want to blend in with the wedding party. I want the wedding pictures to look beautiful. I want all of our colors to be complementary. What do you suggest for Samantha to then tell her mother? Bridesmaids' dresses are champagne. I think anything in that color family would be beautiful. Gold, champagne, tan, beige, whatever. How is, I don't know. I don't understand how that's so rude. But this chat forum was comical in like how fired up people got about this topic. And so another variation of the question was from another bride who was wanting all of her guests to kind of dress in a tropical theme. I don't see anything wrong with this as long as you are offering it as a suggestion and as long as you are not going to get angry, hurt, upset, offended if someone does not comply perfectly with your vision of the dress code. So as long as you are not being micromanagey, not demanding that people go buy XYZ exact dress or tie or shirt or whatever, as long as it's in good-natured spirit, then I think it's totally fine. But again, huge but. If you are requesting that all of your guests wear a certain theme or a certain color or any variation of that, I think that that request can go south pretty quickly. And again, you can make it a suggestion, but you can never be upset or offended or hurt if people don't follow that suggestion. And maybe that's where the animosity in that chat room thread came from, was I think it might have veered off topic at certain points. Well, I'm sure it did. They always do. But to me, there's a pretty clear-cut difference from one of your mothers saying, I don't want to clash with anyone. Please give me some guidance on what color family I should be shopping for a dress in. That's a wildly different situation than demanding that all of your guests wear white or black or pink or whatever it is. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. I hope all of the discussion points that we hit today were helpful to you in some way. And as always, if you have specific wedding questions, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And you can head to our website, weddingplanningpodcast.co, and look for the contact button to be in touch. We can keep it completely anonymous. I do that by default unless you beg me to share your name and city. Reach out. Don't be shy. I'd love to hear from you. And then back to what I opened the show with. If you enjoy spending time on Instagram and if you would enjoy spending time together on Instagram, then let me know by following Wedding Planning Podcast. That's all one word. If there's enough interest and enough of you who enjoy it, I would love to kind of integrate that into our overall weekly communication and place for us to hang out together. All right, I'll wrap it up. I will meet you again here next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. For episode recaps and special offers, visit our website at wedpodcast.com. There you'll also find a link to submit your wedding questions and future show topic requests. Follow us wherever you listen for new episodes every Wednesday. And if you're loving the podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and review to share your favorite episodes and thoughts with other couples. Wishing you a happy engagement. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. And we'll talk again next week, same time, same place.